India's central bank cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 6.25%. It was the first big policy decision taken under the new governor, Shaktikant Das. Mr. Das was given the job after Urjit Patel quit amid a quarrel with the government, which has been nagging the bank to do more to boost the economy ahead of this year's election.
American employers created 304,000 jobs in January, far more than economists had forecast, and the 100th consecutive month of job growth. Average hourly wages increased by 3.2% during the 12 months ending in January.
Following bumper annual earnings from Chevron, ExxonMobil and Shell, BP more than doubled its headline profit in 2018 to $12.7 billion, the most since the downturn in oil prices that began in 2014.
Despite a widely panned redesign of its app Snap, the parent company of Snapchat increased revenues by 36% in the last 3 months of 2018 compared with the same quarter a year earlier. Having never reported a profit since going public in 2017, investors took comfort in the halving of its loss for the quarter to $192 million.
Sony's share price tumbled after it reported a big drop in quarterly profit for its gaming division. Rumours that the Japanese electronics giant might release PlayStation 5 next year, its first update to the gaming console in 6 years, did little to lift its stock.
Internet companies are removing 72% of content flagged as racist or xenophobic in Europe within 24 hours. That is up from 28% in 2016 when Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter and YouTube presented a voluntary code of conduct on hate speech, which in effect stopped the EU from imposing its own restrictions.
Bill Gross announced his retirement from the investment industry. One of the founders of PIMCO, Mr. Gross was once known as the Bond King for managing the world's largest bond fund, which had almost $300 billion in assets at its peak. He left PIMCO in 2014 after falling out with the firm and has struggled to repeat his success. His current fund manages only $1 billion in assets. Summing up the industry in 2010, Mr. Gross said, "My clients don't pay me to feel sorry, they pay me to bring them money."